With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The suspect in Charlie Kirk's killing is charged with aggravated murder.
County Attorney Jeff Gray outlining evidence, including a text message confession to the suspect's partner and a note saying he had the opportunity to kill one of the nation's leading conservative voices and was going to take it.
Because the defendant is believed to have targeted Charlie Kirk based on Charlie Kirk's political expression and did so knowing that children were present and would witness the homicide.
The charges mean the 22-year-old could face the death penalty. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump has filed a $15 billion defamation lawsuit against the New York Times and four of its journalists. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In his latest confrontation with media outlets, the president's lawsuit accuses the New York Times of intentional and malicious defamation. The suit cites the newspaper's endorsement of Vice President Harris in the 2024 election. Writing on his social media platform, the president called the Times one of the worst and most degenerate newspapers in American history and said it's become a virtual mouthpiece for the Democratic Party. Greg Clugston, The White House.
A former U.S. Naval Academy midshipman has been charged with making a threat across state lines related to a lockdown and shooting at the academy in Maryland last week. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Northern District of Indiana said that 23-year-old Jackson Fleming was arrested Friday on suspicion of sending an online threat through a social media application. Fleming of Chesterton, Indiana, was charged with one count of transmitting a threat in interstate communication. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 125 points, the NASDAQ dropped 14, the S&P lower by 8. This is SRN News. A new poll on assisted suicide.
Lifeway Research reports that 51% of Americans believe that if a person is suffering from a painful terminal disease, it is morally acceptable for that individual to take his own life with the aid of a doctor. The survey also reveals that 55% of respondents believe that physicians should be allowed to help people kill themselves. Lifeway spokesman Scott McConnell says, quote, "Americans who see the Bible's teachings as having authority are the least likely to say physician-assisted suicide is morally acceptable." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
While faith declines across much of Western Europe, an unusual tradition is going strong on one tiny Greek island. There are more than 1,000 whitewashed stone chapels on Tinos that are owned and cared for by private families, as they have in some cases for centuries. These room-sized structures are up the rocky hillsides on the island. This is SRN News. House Republican leaders are moving to again head off votes trying to cancel much of President Trump's sweeping tariff plan. More from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Republicans on the Rules Committee advanced a procedural measure Monday night that would extend until March 31st to block on efforts by Democrats and several Republicans to end the national emergencies underlying President Trump's sweeping tariffs, including on Mexico, Canada, Brazil, and his Liberation Day levies from April. It would also block resolutions of inquiry, measures that can be used by the House to compel the release of information from the executive branch. The House is set to vote Tuesday on the measure, which also tees up several D.C. crime and governance-related bills for floor debate. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Democratic leaders are lashing out at a stopgap spending bill to avoid a partial government shutdown at the end of the month. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.